Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
From CNN, I'm Fez Jamil with the five things you need to know for Monday, March 18th. Israel's military says it's carrying out an attack on the Al-Shifa medical complex in northern Gaza, which it claims is being used by Hamas. A doctor at the scene says a surgical building is on fire, which he says is, quote, crowded with wounded people. This comes as Israeli officials say they're preparing for an evacuation and military operation in Rafah in southern Gaza, where roughly 1.4 million people are stranded. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told CNN over the weekend that while negotiations will continue, so will the military campaign in Gaza.
We're going to continue military pressure, and we're going to continue to try to get those hostages out. And we've succeeded already in bringing half of them out. I hope we continue along that same course.
The Supreme Court's freeze on a controversial Texas border law is set to expire later today. It would have allowed state law enforcement to arrest and detain people suspected of entering the country illegally. It was supposed to take effect earlier this month, before the top court put a hold on it, after the Biden administration and others filed an emergency application to block the law from being enacted. Critics say the measure will increase racial profiling, detentions, and attempted deportations in the state, while Texas officials claim the state has the, quote, sovereign right to defend itself. A man accused of killing three of his relatives in Pennsylvania has been captured in New Jersey. 26-year-old Andre Gordon is facing murder, burglary, and assault charges, along with multiple other criminal charges in the two states related to the shootings. He's accused of killing his 13-year-old sister and his stepmother, as well as a 25-year-old woman with whom he shares two children. Gordon allegedly committed the killings in two separate Pennsylvania homes on Saturday before carjacking a vehicle to cross into New Jersey, where he was eventually arrested. Authorities say the investigation is still ongoing, as police are still looking for the weapon used in the shooting. Well, to no one's surprise, Russian President Vladimir Putin secured another 6 years in the Kremlin after he won the country's presidential election this weekend.
I want to say that we have many important tasks ahead. The results of the elections are the trust of the country's citizens and their hope that we will do everything as planned.
With most of the opposition candidates in jail, exiled abroad, or dead, Putin's predictably large victory was pretty much a foregone conclusion. In his victory speech, he mentioned late opposition leader Alexei Navalny and confirmed discussions about Navalny's potential release just days before his death. Navalny died last month in an Arctic penal colony. His family and supporters have accused Putin of being responsible for his death, a claim rejected by the Kremlin. A New York man has had to give up his 750-pound pet. That's next. A man in upstate New York has had to say goodbye to his pet alligator. State conservation officials seized the man's 11-foot and 750-pound pet gator last week that was being kept in the man's home illegally. But the gator seems to have had his own space in the home, with officials saying the man built an addition to his house for the roughly 30-year-old reptile, even installing an in-ground swimming pool for it. The owner told local station WKBW he had a license to own the reptile, but it expired in 2021, and he wasn't able to renew it, despite trying. Officials say the alligator has multiple health problems and is now being looked after by a licensed caretaker. That's all for now. I'll be back with our next episode, which drops at 9 a.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.